An Afghan nightmare is over for 37-year-old Kim Kyung-ja and 32-year-old Kim Jina. The two were released by Taliban insurgents who kidnapped them nearly a month ago in Afghanistan. They had been reported to be ill. South Korean Foreign Ministry spokesman Cho Hee-yong says they are now in South Korean protection after being transported to a safe area by members of the International Committee of the Red Cross.
우리는 이번에 피납자 중 일부나마 우선 풀려나게 된 것을
He says South Korea is relieved the two women are safe. He calls for Taliban militants to free the rest of the hostages immediately. Family members of the two freed hostages expressed a sigh of relief.
먼저 이번 일로 국민 여러분께 정말 심혈을 끼쳐드려 정말 대단히 죄송합니다. 그리고
The brother of Kim Jina told reporters he is glad to hear that his sister will come back to Korea, but he says the families as a group are depressed in spirit. He calls for the government's support to get others returned to their families. Taliban insurgents seized a total of 23 South Korean hostages last month as they traveled in Afghanistan for Christian volunteer work. They executed two of the male hostages, and 19 remain in captivity, most of them female. The group went to Afghanistan in defiance of a South Korean government ban on travel there. Several hundred South Korean military and civilian personnel provide non-combat support to U.S.-led international stabilization efforts following the ouster of the Taliban regime. The kidnappers have warned they will kill more hostages if Taliban comrades are not released from Afghan prisons. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.